You know, that's kind of our talk where we started out with not just a big car crash. And I will tell you that if you treat a trucking case as a big car crash, you are leaving a lot of money on the table. And that's where we're hopefully going to teach you a little bit of an approach from both sides on how you approach these cases. When I first became a baby lawyer 30-some-odd years ago, there were two things that I thought drove large verdicts. One was going to be sympathy, and the next one was going to be anger or outrage. And as the years have gone by, there's been a lot of studies taking place, and particularly those of you on the plaintiff's side have heard a lot about the reptile, and now it's the edge. There's all sorts of new nomenclature. But the reptile theory really says that's not what drives jury verdicts. It's more a juror's desire for self-preservation for themselves and their loved ones. And that has proven to be a very, very, very strong approach that many trial lawyers are using and using quite successfully. And I wanted to kind of talk to you guys because let's see if that's validated by a statement that I took off a defense lawyer seminar many years ago about what drives large verdicts in trucking cases. And here were the things that they said. First off, self-preservation. Geez, straight out of the reptile rule book. Obviously, jurors believe that if they award a large verdict, a similar collision might not happen to them or their loved ones. The next one is the expectation of safety. Juries expect truckers and the trucking companies to be safe because of the potential for harm and react strongly when those expectations are not met. Now, remember, think about a truck and think about Spider-Man. What's the motto in Spider-Man? With great power comes great responsibility. And that's what jurors are thinking because obviously the bug on the windshield of a truck, they're the bug. We're all the bug on the windshield. Next one is preservation of life. Clearly, lives can be saved by their trucking verdict. Avenge bullies. So when I first became a speaker on trucking roughly 20 years ago, the speech that I gave was called Truckers, the Bullies of the Road. And bullies is a great term. I mean, William, do you find that that's the way jurors can perceive that? And how do you diffuse the truckers, the bullies of the road?
Obviously, I think you have to try and you have to be cognizant of what people think when they look at trucks. Like I said a moment ago, there are a lot of negative perceptions. People have usually driven by a bad trucking accident and it sticks in their mind. When you're picking a jury in a trucking case and you're on the defense side, obviously you have to try and talk about the positives. I mean, if you have a company that has a good safety record, if you have a good driver, you want to try and highlight those things. Again, knowing about the negatives, you try and sell the positives. So like Todd was saying, You have the thoughts as far as bullies and preservation of life. Safety is important. I mean, obviously, that can be flip-flopped against you if you have a company that's not safe. But if you do have safety in your corner, you definitely try and sell that and the things that your company does to push safety with the drivers as well as just the company.
Do you ever focus at all on the trucking company's role in our society? Because obviously, you know, they're essential. There's a reason why when I'm going from Dallas to Austin, every third vehicle seems to be a truck. Do you focus on the fact that, yeah, you know, they're essential and their role in getting you the goods that you need?
I think that's kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, I could see pushing that argument, but if you do, there's also that, okay, well, you have so many trucks on the road, and obviously they're important to the economy, then you have a certain responsibility to do this, that, or the other. So I think it's one of those things that can clearly go both ways.
So the next argument that I've got is preventable is inexcusable. And that happens to be my all-time favorite argument in any plaintiff's case because it's very much of a do you still beat your wife kind of question that you could talk to the defense about. Because obviously, everybody's goal is to prevent all accidents. And almost every company will say, you know, we believe that every accident that's caused by negligence is preventable. And so you go through all that, and then you can pretty much say it. So you would agree with me that a preventable accident is inexcusable. I have yet to hear a good answer to that question, and I've asked it well over a dozen times. And I don't know how you could. Do you have a good answer to that question, William?
Looking at the composition of the audience, I don't know that I'm going to share that with you, but clearly, and we talked about this when we were talking about our presentation, on the defense side, I mean, the documents are huge. They're obviously huge on the plaintiff side as well. So you have a scenario where the company says, look, this was a preventable accident. If I'm Todd, I'm clearly going to be holding up that paper saying, hey, look, it's preventable. Obviously, that means that your person was negligent. On the defense side, I mean, you clearly know just because an accident was preventable doesn't necessarily make you negligent if your case is tried and you're trying to sell that to a jury. So the documents and the preventability argument, I mean, it's a big argument. Every case that I have, if there's a document that shows that the company found that the accident was preventable, it's kind of a, I mean, it is what it is, but just because it's preventable doesn't mean that the driver was negligent.
Do you think, if you were running a trucking company, would you have a document like that? In other words, because almost every company has an accident investigation policy, with the final question being, you know, what did we do to cause this? Was this preventable? We want to learn from our mistakes. I see that in almost every case. Do you think that's a good thing, or would you rather not even have that document that you have to deal with?